This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
We're back here on Sports Talk, getting ready for LSU baseball in the Baton Rouge Regional, taking on Little Rock. Seeing Cokie Riley on Twitter from the Advocate and Times-Picayune. They are taking off the tarp. So hoping for an announcement soon on when we will get first pitch for LSU baseball. Stay tuned. We will find out very shortly, I'm assuming. Right now, though, we've been talking about Saints organized team activities. Our sideline reporter here, Jeff Nowak, caught up with new Saints edges coach Jay Rogers after practice on Thursday. Let's get into it between new edges coach Jay Rogers and our sideline reporter Jeff Nowak. Here it is.
How has it been kind of acclimating to New Orleans?
It's been great. You know, I've lived in Louisiana before when I was younger.
Okay.
During my GA days at LSU, 2001, 2002.
Yes.
I met my wife there. Her whole family lives in the North Shore. So, you know, I enjoy the state. I've always loved it.
Is she from the North Shore?
She is from the North Shore.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Where?
Mandeville.
Mandeville. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. I always kind of joke, like, you know, they let you go out there for free, but they charge you to come back over the causeway.
I learned really quickly. I better buy that toll tag if I cut my costs in half. But
Right. So, I was meaning to ask you about. So, you and Bo, did you cross over at LSU? Because I know he was there as a grad assistant, but I think he left before you started. But then he was back as in some other role. Did you?
We did. It was 2000. I got there in 2001, and he got there in 2002. So there was crossover for one season. He worked in the weight room at that time. I was a GA on the 2002. I would have been on the defensive side.
Yeah.
And that's when I got to know him first, and then obviously we've kept in touch over the years.
Was that part of the reason you ended up here, or was that independent of?
I think it's independent. I think, you know, when Kellen is putting together staff and Brandon is talking about different people, I think you just try to put together the best people you can that'll work well together. And so it just so happened to line up that way. And he's a really good football coach. And we have a really good staff, and really looking forward to when the season starts.
Gotcha. So you played quarterback, right?
I did,
okay. Yes. And then you started on the offensive side of the ball, or you coached the offensive side of the ball when you were in the college ranks.
Mm-hmm.
So how did the transition to the defensive side of the ball happen?
It's an interesting story. I think all 7 or 8 years that I coached in college was nothing but offense.
Right.
And then all 17 years that I've coached the NFL has been nothing but defense. And so it really happened when I got to the NFL, Josh McDaniels hired me as a quality control. I worked with the secondary for 2 years. And then John Fox came in with Dennis Allen as the defensive coordinator, and the QC was always with the defensive line. It just so happened that the defensive line coach at the time, what I didn't know, was going to retire within the next 2 years. And so he gave me a role on the front, And then right when rookie minicamp hit, he decided to retire. And which then, you know, John Elway, Jack Del Rio, and John Fox elevated me to the defensive line position. So I've been with the front in some way, shape, or form since that time.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's because I think DA even started on the offensive side of the ball and switched over. Just kind of interesting how that happens, especially, you know, when you played offense, but then it's like, yeah, but I coach defense.
Yeah.
Edges coach. It's not a title we've seen around here before. Is it the same as an outside linebackers coach, or is it just a different title? Like, what goes into being an edges coach?
It's very similar. You could say defensive ends. You could say outside linebackers. At the end of the day, you start categorizing guys into those two words, and where do they play? They play on the edge. And so, I mean, titles really don't matter. It's just getting your guys ready to play. And so, you know, we're not going to ask them to play inside and B gaps and stuff like that and run situations. We want them to dominate tackles and tight ends out there on the edge and play from that perspective. So when you split up the coaching staff like we have done, it gets a lot more detailed in terms of this is what your job responsibility, these are the skills and drills we need to do to make your game better. And I can concentrate on all the edge type of stuff, and then Bo can do all the inside type of stuff.
Gotcha. And so in this situation where you have a team that was kind of set for a 4-3, is changing systems to whatever extent you want to say, a lot of the responsibilities are the same, but, you know, players like Cam Jordan who have been in that system for a long time, is that, I don't want to say more difficult, but does that create a different challenge? Just because you have some players who are coming in that played it and then some that didn't. So how do you balance that?
I think what you do is you got to teach everybody everything in the beginning. New language, new spots, new responsibilities. And then once you get into the game week, you put your players in the best position to do what they do best. So there's different ways we can put guys here, put guys there to let them do what they do best. But you know as well as I do, it's hard to stay healthy throughout the entire 17, 18-week season, and you got to have people who have experienced the things that you've been teaching. So we're going to move people around. We're going to put them in hard positions. If they've done it before, great. If they haven't, we're teaching them that. And so we're just, you know, rolling along.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, is a big part of the process kind of learning about the players and, you know, what they're able to do in this particular system?
I think anytime you go through something that's a little bit new, there's a language barrier. It's like learning a different language. Right. So when you hear about the West Coast offense and the people who are not a part of the West Coast offense, they hear it for the first time, they have a different understanding. It's the same thing on defense too. I mean, you have different language. We call things differently, or maybe it's the same. Football's football. I mean, at the end of the day, if you can't kill blocks, tackle, and take the ball away, it doesn't matter what you call things. That's the essence of football in the first place.
Gotcha. And just for the layman, like, we've spent a lot of time talking about defensive ends here, and like, just the average viewer is like, okay, that's what the defensive line is, defensive tackles, defensive ends. What are some of the different responsibilities, obviously there's weak side, strong side, for an outside linebacker in this system that wouldn't have been there in a 4-3?
I don't want to give away all our secrets, you know, but at the end of the day, it's a lot of the same stuff, but we're not going to ask them to play. Like, for example, Chase Young, Carl Granderson, Cam Jordan, they played a lot of 4-4-eye technique in the past, which is inside shade of the offensive tackle. We'll ask them to play a little bit wider, more of an outside shade, or maybe outside of the tight end. So I don't have to train that as much. Not saying we can't do that when we want to, but, you know, from every down and every down, they'll have more responsibilities on the edge. Now, what that does is it adds a bigger person inside. So instead of having 4D linemen and 3 linebackers, one of those linebackers having played mostly in a stack position, we're taking that body type now, adding a big guy. So we have, it's more of a 5-2 than anything, you know. So that's the best way I can explain it. That's maybe a little bit different, but at the end of the day, man, we need to go kick some ass on the edge and go rush the passer.
Gotcha. Yeah, and this is kind of more of a philosophical question, but it seems like on this staff, more so than in the past, a lot of specialized, whether it be titles or roles, you know, in terms of, okay, we have an edges coach, we have a defensive line coach, we have whatever. Do you prefer it that way as a coach? Do you like to kind of hone in on a specific aspect of it? Or does that help as you kind of install things? Like, where do you kind of land on this?
You know, to me, it doesn't matter. Football is football. I like being here. I like coaching for the Saints. Whatever they ask me to do, I'm going to do. But like I explained before, is when you have a safeties coach and a corners coach and a edge coach and a D-line coach and a linebacker coach, those coaches can be very specific to the players that need those details. And I have enjoyed that. I've been a part of where I've had everybody up front as well. Usually when you do that, you also have an assistant with you. So all hands on deck. Let's just coach football. And you know, whatever anybody asks me to do, I'll do.
Gotcha. And just one more question. Best meal you've had so far since being here?
Ooh, best meal. It's hard to pass up on Drago's with those oysters. It's hard. But I'll tell you what, there's been a couple crawfish joints that I've hit all over the place. If I'm coming to Louisiana in the springtime, I'm definitely eating crawfish somewhere. But I'll tell you what, our cafeteria is not bad. You know, I'll tell you what, it's pretty good. I've already gained about 10 pounds. Yeah. So,
company man, I like it. Yeah. No, I think we told Chuck, it was like the best decision you made coming here was making your first meal at Drago's, because you immediately resonated with like the entire family.
Yeah, I've been to Drago's before. I love it. I've done the Acme Oyster House back when we got married down here a long time ago. I've done Mother's before.
Okay.
Mandina's before. I've been around a little bit. I got to get more acclimated though to all the places people don't know about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
That is Saints Edges coach Jay Rogers there, and he just mentioned Mandina, so he's a man that's already grabbed my heart.
Yeah, I told him I always appreciated Mandina's because like you can tell it's an old restaurant because they advertise air conditioning in the front window, just in case. But no, Jay's in it. You know,
good sit down.
He's kind of a fascinating guy when you look at it. So he's been coaching forever. He's only 48 years old, but he's been coaching since 2001, where he started as a graduate assistant at LSU, right? On that same staff was Bo Davis, who's the Saints defensive line coach. Now, we talked about that a little bit. He played quarterback. He coached in college for several years, 5 different programs, where he was a passing game coordinator, quarterbacks coach, wide receivers coach, then goes to the NFL, is on Dennis Allen's defensive staff with the Broncos, or I don't know if he was the defense coordinator, but either way, DA was on that staff as well, switches to the defensive side. He ends up going to the Chargers in 2021, so he's on Brandon Staley's staff. There's the connection, baby. Right. 2 years later, he was the outside linebackers coach on that staff. 2 years later, he's the defensive line coach and run game coordinator. on the staff that also has Kellen Moore. That's the 2023 season. Last year, he goes and he's the defensive coordinator or defensive line coach for the Falcons. Now he is the Saints defensive line coach. And something I just noticed, I didn't even realize. So he was born in St. Paul, Minnesota. That's why I didn't even check. But he went to high school in Texas at Westlake High School.
Yeah, as soon as you said Westlake, my light bulb went off.
Yeah, which is the same high school Drew Brees went to, which is just kind of fascinating. And he was there before Drew, because he's older than Drew by a few years. So he didn't even know he was at Drew Brees' school until now, obviously. Now he knows.
Right.
But either way, it's just a lot of interesting connections with that guy. But, you know, all that is to say, he's an edges coach, which is kind of fascinating.
But we haven't had that position name here.
Yeah, well, I mean, you haven't had that role. Right.
Right.
You haven't had, I mean, I'm sure that there were, you know, you would have a defensive line coach and then an assistant, and one of them would probably work with the interior line. Brian Young was the pass rush specialist, so he'd be working more with the defensive ends, more of the pass rush players. Now it's basically, I counted 9 edge players, you know, whether you want to call them a defensive end, outside linebacker, strong side, weak side, whatever. But he's going to be working with the outside players, and Bo Davis is going to be working primarily with the interior players. So it's just kind of interesting how they've, you know, decided to specialize their coaching staff in that way. But either way, it's like, you know, one thing he said and one thing Kellen Moore made a point to say is like, your pass rushers are going to rush the passer. Like, they can drop it at coverage. You're going to ask them to do a few more things. At the end of the day, their job is to go get the quarterback. And however you want to talk about that, whatever terminology you want to use, either you do that or you fail. Like, that's your job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.